Hey friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I am talking to you about something that happens every year in the month of May that probably some of you have heard of, some of you have not, and that is Concert Week. Also $30 tickets to Summer Week, and this is put on by Live Nation, and it happens at some point in May every year. This is the first time me doing it, because I usually buy my concert tickets ahead of time, and usually this is only for concert tickets. This is not if you're gonna buy tickets to see a musical or a sports game or anything like that. It's just concert based, and pretty much depending on where you live, there's gonna be a number of tickets available for specific artists, and some artists might do only Pittsburgh, and for the $20-$30 ticket. And when you go on the website on Live Nation, when those are live, you know, it'll ask you what city, and it'll show you if no artists are doing $20 to $30 tickets, or if these are the 10 that are, the 20, the 20, the 1,000, etc., etc. It will give you all that information on the website. So I did it for the very first time this year. It came very, very late. It pretty much they started doing, it wasn't actually concert week that they did. It was more of a $30 tickets till summer. And it's still going on now. It started, my friends, on the 21st of May, which is late. And it's still going on right now. I don't know when it's going to officially start. Probably when summer starts. So it's probably going to be hit there until like near summer. So like near the end of June. So it's $30 to summer. This is the first time I saw like the $30 to summer. I saw last year it was like $20 tickets for this week, and it's like over 5,000 shows. But for this one, which is $30 tickets until summer, 1,000 artists. Not all artists are doing it, and if your specific artist is doing it, sometimes it's not all every city. It might be select cities. It all depends, and I did my research. The people that I wanted to do, they weren't in the city that I wanted, so I just paid normal prices. Not normal, it like, because of this whole $30 tickets to summer, it lowered, especially the first week, it lowered the ticket prices of a lot of concerts that are included, if none of the artists are doing it in your city, or the city that you wanted to see the concert at, it lowered the cost significantly, which I bought some tickets that were like more expensive. They went down like $20 to $30, so like instead of like it being $200, it'd be like $100 and something, which was amazing. So basically you go on the Live Nation website, you click on there's a spot there that says $30 tickets to summer, you click on that. What I would do is click all artists or your Pacific, look for your Pacific artists, or look at the Pacific city that you want to see the concert. And then I feel like that's easier. Pick the Pacific city you want to, you're planning on seeing that Pacific artist, and just click on that city and then put all artists and see if you're, that Pacific artist is doing it, doing the $30 tickets. I did see, like, for example, there's a lot of people doing, like, outside concerts. Not my favorite, especially during the summer. It's so hot. But when I saw the ones that were, like, for example, I clicked on Halsey. And I know her concert was last weekend. I went to see, like, where were the $30 tickets? Where are they sitting you? Like, are you close? Are you far away? Like, where is it? So I clicked on that because she's doing outside concert. And it was in the lawn, which the lawn is already, like, some of the cheapest tickets already. And I'm like, is that worth, it's already cheap already for a lot seat. So I'm like, is that worth 30? No. I thought it was going to be like, there's a lot of spots in, for example, if it's an amphitheater in section 14, for example. And then here are the, here these tickets, instead of it being $80 or $60, it's now $30. And unfortunately, it was not like that. Those, like, for example, section 14, instead of it being like $80, it was $50. So they took, or like, or instead of it being like 90, like, they take like $30 off of it, $20 to $30 off of the ticket price. So it's a little less expensive, but I feel like if they're gonna do $30 tickets for summer, guess my, or like $25 for concert week, I feel like it shouldn't be a Pacific section. I don't think it should be like the nosebleed section or the grass section or wherever section that you have to stand up if, like, the venue has seating and standing. Then it shouldn't be like the nosebleeds or like the grass section where you're standing up. It should be like, there should be some $25 to $30 tickets where you're sitting down or where you're close, like in the 100s and section 2. Like, it should be spread out more equally, in my opinion. And I think a lot of people would agree to that, because you're like, oh, $30 ticket, and then you're like, you click on the link, which is what I did because I'm doing research for you guys, and you click on the link, it brings you to Ticketmaster, and they automatically highlight the $30 tickets, which is great. Thank you. I don't have to search for it. I don't have to do some code or anything. Directly you bring me to the $30 tickets. And what I saw from doing this is it was, depending on the venue, because I clicked on venues that were in amphitheaters and like concert venues as well that were inside. And what I saw was nosebleeds, which are usually not very expensive anyway. And if it's an amphitheater, or like it's the grass section, so already sections that are very cheap already, because you barely see the You can hear the artist. You can't really see the artist. You're basically looking at the screen the whole time, messing up your neck. You're very high. Depending on the venue, the stairs might be terrible because of how high you are. You have to either stand the whole time, bring a blanket, chairs, some kind of furniture to sit on. So those are where the $30 tickets are. This is where they're placing you. And for Live Nation to, like, you know, continue being doing the, like, $25 concert week or $30 tickets till summer, they should be giving you, especially if it's just a week, they should be giving you better seats, like the 100 section, at least, like, not like VIP, but like the 100 section in a concert venue, or like at least section, if it's an amphitheater, like 14, 15, some of like the seating area, 15, like somewhere right there, and have like, oh, these are the sections that usually are more expensive, but you're not too close to the artist, but you can see the artist clearly, to have it $30. So overall, should you do concert week next year, or do the $30 tickets till summer that's still going on right now, and if they do it next year? It depends. If you are a person that is like, I do not care where I am sitting, I'm there to see the artist I love, I'm there to have a vibe with friends, I'm there to experience, I was in the room. Or if anyone is a Hamilton fan, I'm in the room where it happened. So if you're that kind of person, then go right ahead. If your artist is one of the thousands of artists that are doing the $30 ticket to summer or next year concert week, go right ahead. If you are, again, if this is also a good thing for anyone that's on a budget, things are expensive nowadays, and if you're like, I want to see them, oh, it's $30, I'm gonna buy myself a ticket, $30, I can afford $30 to go, I can afford $25 to go, then do it. I also want to tell you as well that, like, those tickets for the lower costs, for if you want to be closer and see, it's going to be between like $20 to $30 cheaper for a ticket as well. So that could be an advantage too, to see if that can fit your budget. So instead of like $235, it might be $100 and something. Like, if you're like a verified fan, like I've done a verified fan a lot of times, and instead of paying $200 and something for a ticket, I paid like between $100 and $190. Now I'm thinking of two tickets. $100, because I always go to a concert majority of the time with friends. So it would be between $100 and, we'll just say the max, $190. So, like, you're saving money overall. So it is good, like, if you're on a budget, you're like, Becca, it's okay if I can't see them. There's going to be a screen. I'll look up at the screen. I'm fine standing the whole time. Then do that. But just be aware as well that there might be some cities that they're not doing the $30 tickets to summer or the concert week. You might have to travel to somewhere else to see your artist for that $30. So And some of the venues, like the amphitheaters, like getting food and drinks are expensive. Like, if you guys listen to my Now Horan podcast, his show was amazing. The amphitheater, the drinks were like $30. You also have to see if it's all worth it. Like, yes, the $30 tickets are amazing. The $25 tickets are amazing, but you also have to figure out gas to get there. Also, if you're staying there overnight, if you're gonna pay for Airbnb, everything in total is included in that. But overall, the $25 and concert week tickets and the $30 ticket to summer, I think it's awesome. I love that Live Nation is doing that, because again, with the fees and everything is getting super expensive. It's amazing. Plus, it's also for a limited time, also like lowering ticket prices. It's like I said, between $20 to $30 cheaper to buy tickets as well during that week. So overall, I think it's a great thing that Live Nation is doing. I love that Live Nation is doing that. I want them to continue doing that. But the only thing, like I said, I would change is that they put some of the $30, again, it's a concert week. If they put the $30 tickets in like the 100 sections, and in like, if it's an amphitheater, rows 14, 15, 16, so I'll do it in order. They should, like I said, do the $30 ticket spread out in the 100s in any inside venue, and in the amphitheater, they should do it in rows in sections 11 to 17. And I think that would make concert week and $30 tickets till summer better, and not just like the cheap seats already that are, if it's an amphitheater, the lawn, or if it's an inside theater, the 200s. I think that would make concert week and $30 tickets to summer better, in my opinion. So that's all I have for you guys for today. Again, check it out. See what the pros and cons are for you. I don't know your budget. I don't know what you prefer to do or not. But overall, I think this is a great thing that Ticketmaster / Live Nation does every year. But one thing I would say as well, I feel like because this year we did, like, I was talking to my friends, like, we didn't know if they were doing a concert week or something similar, like a $30 this summer. I feel like during April or in January or something like that, close to May, like, at the end of April or the beginning of May, they should announce to everybody, by the way, concert week is gonna be, or $30 tickets to summer is gonna be these dates, so you can save your money. So if it's a group of five of you, so that's going, you can like save up that amount of money for each of you to go to that Pacific concert, for example. So, like I said, it is very beneficial, especially nowadays that everything's expensive. So I would say check it out. It's gonna be if there's a concert week, it's gonna be a livenation.com/concertweek, and you can go to livenation.com for the $30 tickets as well. So have a great rest of your day. Love you guys. Bye.